Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Numbers 210 to 259. M.R. Number 229, Hold Fast to Jesus. I received your letter last Thursday morning and was made glad to see you coming to the position in which for years in the past the Lord has signified that He would have you. If you will walk in humility, I am sure that your mind will be fruitful in the knowledge of the Scriptures, and that in studying the life of Christ, you will have special help through the Holy Spirit in expressing the ideas that are now so precious to you, and that the Lord will open the minds of those who hear, so that they will be able to grasp the precious things found in the Holy Scriptures. You have written to me expressing the fact that at times you are sorely tried because your brethren do not encourage you or give you the kind of help that Christians expect from each other. Let not any course that your brethren in the faith may pursue toward you, however much it may try your soul, have any influence upon you to lead you to distrust your Savior. Your only course is to lean your whole weight upon Christ. Ever bear in mind that we are now upon trial. In this life, we are to form a character either after the divine similitude or after the similitude of the rebellious one. You will meet with prejudice. You will meet with opposition. If you are seeking to serve God, you will meet with treatment that will be contrary to your natural disposition. Paul said, "I die daily." Do not become provoked when you suffer wrongfully. Hold fast your integrity in Jesus Christ. I was shown that you were in great trial, and I said, "Look up where there is light." God loves you and will not leave you if you will only trust in Him. I know now what some things mean that have been presented to me. You are passing over the same ground that you have passed again and again in times past. I have not heard one word of anything discouraging about you, or of anything that would test your faith, but I saw that you were in great trial and sorely tempted. The one who has been my guide so many times said, "Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. This test and trial is permitted to come upon you, but God lives, and you are to be strengthened and encouraged in the Lord." Dear children, Willie has just told me of some things that were related to him by Brother Palmer in reference to the Gospel Primer. I had not heard one word of this from anyone, not even from you, but the matter was presented before me in figure before this time. Trust in the Lord, call upon God in prayer, and look away from men. God cannot make a mistake, He cannot err. If there is no chance whatever for you to cancel your debts, and as far as you can see there is no way open, if the means that would help you do this and to be a blessing to others is taken away as it appears to be, keep at your work. God knows all about it, and He will open up some way which men will not be able to close. Our God is a God of justice. I know that these things that are not after God's ordering will cut you to the quick. I am sitting on my bed in my tent, attempting to write to you. I sent a letter to go to you in the last American mail, but was delayed in writing until I fear it was too late to reach Sydney for that boat. But if it failed to reach that boat, you will get it by this one. At that time, I sent an order to have $100 paid to you at Battle Creek, to be used in such cases as you may meet who, if they embrace the truth, must have some help in the lines of food and clothing. This is my duty, and I dare not leave the work to others. They may not see the necessity of the case sufficient to act. They may be hemmed about by a prudence and caution that is not heaven-born. Said Job, "The cause that I knew not I searched out." But there is not need of particular searching on your part, and on the part of your fellow workers. The needs are on every hand. I know it is impossible to remain in the field where you are, bare-handed. God does not require this of any worker in the southern states. All who engage in labor must have something wherewith they shall help the suffering ones at the right time. Dear Edson, I see by your letter that you are again at Battle Creek. God grant that every hour of your life may be spent to His own name's glory. Ponder well the paths of your feet. Be swift to hear, slow to speak. You may be looked upon with suspicion and distrust, but I fully believe that in the providence of God, your stay in Battle Creek will be a precious school for you. If you can do so in an unobtrusive way, try to help Brother Olson and stay up his hands. He needs sympathy and words of hopefulness and courage. But please do not cast reflection upon the men who have not a living connection with God. I was glad to receive your letters. They were encouraging. And if you shall get into a straight place for money to help the poor to help themselves, you may draw upon me for 100 more from the Review and Herald.
Edson and Emma, win all you can. And when you need $100 more to invest in the work you have been doing, you may draw on my account at the Review and Herald office. There are those in the world who are poor, yet who make many rich. I am glad Brother Kinnett and his daughter have united with you in this blessed work. God bless you and them is our daily prayer. Make no unwise investments. Owe no man anything. Do not bind up borrowed money, making future calculations too abundantly to repay, for this has ever been your weakness. Your only safety is in walking softly before God, holding forth the word of life, receiving the precious light given you of God, for he has chosen you as a light bearer. I was conversing with you in the night season. We were having some serious conversation together. You opened before me freely that which you intended to do. We conversed very pleasantly, and you proposed many things. But after we had canvassed these things thoroughly, you said, "Mother, the only safe path for me is to follow out implicitly the light the Lord has given me in the testimonies you have sent me. I cannot serve God with a divided heart. I can see that I must not take financial matters upon me if I would have my mind fruitful in the Scriptures. In the night season, I was conversing with you, as I stated to you in my letter of 2 or 3 months since. Before that letter could have reached you, I received one from you, stating in substance the things I was talking over with you. You said that you had decided to heed the instruction given you by the Lord not to mingle temporal financial enterprises with your work. This, I know, has ever been your danger. You ask me what you shall do, for so little help is given to that portion of the field where you are working. Trust it all to the Lord. There is a way opened for you in regard to the southern field. Appeal to the people. This is the only course you can pursue under the circumstances. Send no statement of the situation through our religious papers, because it will not be honored. Send direct to the people. God's ways are not to be counterworked by man's ways. Human beings in their suffering humanity are crying unto God, and their prayers are just as surely coming up before God as did the blood of Abel. Christ-like men will not employ their time in devising to profit self and promote their own interest. God is not indifferent to the pressing need of white or black in any place, wherever they may be. Who is saying, "Be thou warmed and be thou fed and clothed," yet do nothing to relieve the situation? Brother Smouse is engaged in a good work, and the Lord will freely give to all who will receive to impart. I thank the Lord for this work. I believe the Lord has put it into his heart to do this work. Your father would have instituted ways and means to have helped the work in a field for which anyone had a burden and was doing so much, as you are doing in the southern field. But let me tell you, there are warm hearts that beat in sympathy with the work in this field. When means which is raised in answer to appeals made in behalf of the southern field is otherwise appropriated and not sent to that field, the Lord will send means through other sources. Praise his name. Whenever other efforts to raise means fail, it is your privilege to create an interest wherever you can. Released November 10th, 1969.